So what is the meaning of this story? What does it have to do something with me? With you? What is it?
Well, I was thinking about the story, and I was thinking that, like you say, the Jews represent personal effort and will. The Christians, the message of Jesus is love. And that's in conflict. That is the exception. That's, you can get something without effort. You can get something from God, from Jesus, from love, from your heart, without the law or the work or the effort. And that's a threat to somebody that's worked and
then the is thing authority. That we heard today, how does it fit in that? Next is
the vizier.
This fighting of these amigos, each of them standing up, having something in hand to prove. What is that one? That is the trick.
The mirrors of the Christians.
That's the trick. The trick is, we talk in, we are storytellers mainly, so we say stories. Story provokes imagination, that's what we intend to. And we put it in artistic form to for the beauty to do something to you. Yes, these are all positive. What's negative in it? Negativity is because these are good sayings. You could bring out no other word out of it as long as you use good words, nice words. You could even talk nonsense. I hear a lot of nonsenses in the name of Rumi. Each part independently could be interpreted no matter what. Because all the behavior science of humanity is based on these things, right? Ethics. Here we're not talking about ethics, but it could look like ethics, right? You could take the ethic out of these. You took the ethic out of Bible, out of Quran, out of Torah. You could. I warn you, the way I believe is to have something in mind that fits generally everything. Everything is all together. There is only one knowledge here to learn. There are not a lot of knowledges. It's only one. And it's not like science, because science talks about quantity. So it is different from here to there. Here we talk about quality. We are talking about the problem that carries this personal effort. Remember that. We are looking at the human nature, basically. And Rumi is telling us that, listen, this intelligence you have, it is positive and negative, both, like everything else. Let me show you the negative side of it to convince you that you are not supposed to be the slave of your brain and intelligence. Because brain and intelligence are some changing stuff. Every day they will change. There is no fixed value in it. Somewhere else, something else exists. But when you are enslaved by intelligence, that something will be hidden from you. Because that something is illogical. And that illogical thing for us is more important than all the logic you could bring to us. Why? Because of one simple thing. Love is illogical. To grab, to take for yourself is logical. To give up something good for someone else is illogical. Period. So, the hell with the logic. This is what we are trying to convince you. That this logic in its place, which is a little more, the smallest portion of your existence belongs to this intelligence. What is that small portion that belongs to intelligence? Yes, your life, animal life, your anima exists here with some brain, Not all the animals. They exist here, they live, they have a brain to manage the life. We are talking about something more than that. So, we are observing the weaknesses of this logic of yours. In the first story, we talked about this logic. And we said, look at this logic. When you were here, this was not here. And you were happy. Look at the children. They are happy creatures. Then you wanted to dig. You wanted to hunt. To grab the meaning of being here. You started your trip. The first thing you observed was this. And you fell in love with it. And you gave everything to that one. Since you discovered you have a brain, that's it, you're enslaved by your brain. It's as silly as being enslaved on one of your fingers. This finger is the best, right? So be a slave of this. Do as this one does. What are you doing as this one says? You're not this. Let's see what's wrong with this one. What's wrong with this one? Remember? First of all, this doesn't belong to you. It's handmaiden. And this one doesn't give a damn about you. Look at it. It's worried about me and my judgment about you. It's in love with a goldsmith. And you're a fool. That was the first story. Second story, he said, look at this intelligence of yours. How does it work, your intelligence? You tell me. How does your intelligence work? If there's any intelligence, it works with comparison. Comparing is the base of intelligence, isn't it? And what do you see in this universe? From whatever, no matter what, you see only the skin. So you have a superficial observation in this universe. And you compare it. This is like the parrot. Remember? So the parrot believed that every one person has broken the cookie jar or oil jar. Then, third story. What was the third story?
The vizier, right?
This is the third story.
The vizier.
The third story talks about, look at this one. This intelligence of you is not only a good fellow to you, at the same time, it's a bad fellow to others. Because you take that competition of survival in your office when you like, you dislike someone and you try to do something that fellow gets fired. Is that your survival, really? We talk about humanity because we have been given an extra power. We have been given an extra universe to live in. Imagination. So, we have to be responsible. Here we see this personal effort of you who is against the others. Namely, the people who don't believe in you. If somebody in the street stops you and says, I don't believe anything that you believe. Suddenly you hate the fellow. Because he didn't believe you. We'll come to that. That's the next Jew king. And we need two of them. The first one is the vizier. And vizier did something. Now the emirs are fighting each other. What is this fight about? This is my question. You answer this one.
Survival.
You are all of those emirs. Remember? Before, when he was dictating the things, remember he said all were opposite of the other one. He said something. They said, no, not this. No, not this. Right? This made a lot of logics which they don't work together, right? Where were these logics? Remember? Were yours. You accepted all of those. You believe them. It depends where you are. You take something out. Sometimes you are very liberal. Sometimes you are very conservative. Sometimes you are the fascist. It depends what do you want to do. Because look in your brain. You have a lot of things that they cannot go hand in hand.